This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome in live nationwide and around the world to Ron Sedgy today on one of these dog days of August. And we have a great show for you this week. My first guest is Matt Eisman, who hosts the TV show on A&E, Live Rescue. He's also one of the hosts on American Ninja Warriors. He's going to be joining us. Actor Ed Begley Jr. will be here, and a real musical legend, the lovely and talented Melissa Manchester. Next hour, from The Biggest Loser, Bob Harper will be joining us. One of the stars of ABC's American Housewife, Dietrich Bader, will be here. Sarah Brightman, a voice from heaven. What a great singer she is. And Christy Rampone will be here. She's written a book called Be All In. She's probably one of the most decorated soccer players of all time. And that's all coming up this week with Ron Sedgy today.
Can the daily recommended servings of fruits and vegetables fit into just 6 capsules? Yes. We start by sourcing organically grown whole fruits and vegetables. We ensure they are picked at peak ripeness. All of our produce is third-party tested for pesticides, heavy metals, bad bacteria, and nutrients. They are then washed, cut, and put through an advanced vacuum cold process, which removes the water using pressure. This maximizes the nutritional value while preserving the color, smell, and taste of the fruit or vegetable. The freeze-dried food is then ground into a fine powder without adding any additives, fillers, or extracts. These powdered foods are then mixed in our proprietary blends and encapsulated, locking out air and moisture. The capsules are then bottled and shipped directly to our customers. Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
We're back live all across the USA and around the world. It's Ron Sedgy today. Well, I'm so glad our next guest was with us. He's a friend of our show for many, many years. I really enjoy when he's here. But, you know, there's an old saying that says, laughter is the best medicine. And our next guest really took that seriously. He actually graduated and became a doctor and then went into comedy. And all these years, I always thought the bravest guy in the world was the first man to drink milk. But I changed my mind. And I think it's our guest and friend, Matt Eisman. Hi, Matt. How are you? Welcome to the show, my friend.
Hey, Ron. How are you?
I'm doing good.
I'm doing well, Ron. I just put my milk down, and you really made me think about that.
Well, you know, for those people who may not know this, you were a graduate of Columbia College of Physicians and Surgeons and a doctor. And then one day you said, I think I'll become a comedian. And I know your father said, hey, do what you want to do in life. Life is short. But there had to be a point where he said that right after he came out of the coma.
I will say he was very polite to my face. I'm sure behind my back he had to be thinking, what's going through his mind? My friends were all very quick to tell me it made sense that I was going into comedy. Since I was the 17th funniest person they knew, people probably thought I was a little bit crazy, but I'm so glad that I made the move, and it's worked out well. And it's really cool getting to do Live Rescue and feeling like now I get to bring those two worlds, the world of medicine and entertainment together.
And it's not so unusual, too, to make that kind of career change, because my doctor is a real joke also. So, you know, it... He is the host of NBC's four-time Emmy-nominated hit competition, American Ninja Warriors, with our friend Akbar also. He was a winner of New Celebrity Apprentice with Arnold Schwarzenegger, raised $1 million for the Arthritis Foundation, and has been on a lot of television. I mean, a ton of stuff, including being the host of Evil Live about Evel Knievel, and you've seen him on the Today Show, and you've seen him on Hollywood Game Night. But now, coming back for yet another new set of episodes on A&E, as you mentioned, Live Rescue. This is a good show.
Yeah, it is. It's, Ron, it's great. We get to be live in seven cities. We're following firefighters, paramedics, and EMTs as they respond to whatever life throws their way. And it's our third season, but this is going to be the first time we're doing it during this pandemic. And our last episode was in March, just as the pandemic was starting to roll up. And my, how things have changed. And to be able to follow these first responders in these historic times and get to see them go out and do their jobs and go into combat fires and go into car accidents or people having heart attacks. And when you tack on top of that, that they're dealing with the specter of this virus. I'm so glad we get to shine the spotlight on these frontline heroes and the work that they're doing.
They are heroes, and they're the unsung heroes, too, I might add. Do you get into their private lives? Because, you know, Matt, but I remember the old Dragnet series, and they always show Joe Friday and Jack Webb, and they'd always show them...
Just the facts, man.
They always show them working. You know, they never had a personal life. Do you get into the personal lives of these first responders?
We do in the sense that we want you to get to know them. And when we're with them, they're on the job, it's live. But we do want you, you know, we want to show them as people, because I think that's the most important thing.
Right.
Is we all have an appreciation for, we understand that firefighters and paramedics, but, you know, when you see it, hey, it's Chief Brian McDermott out there, and this is a guy whose dad was a firefighter as well, whose brothers were. This guy was a father of three kids. And when you get to see that they're humans, that they are, we often just see them as the firefighter or the person in the ambulance, and to realize, man, these are people who choose to do this as a job, who go home to their families. I think that's what we're excited about, is every week we're trying to build these relationships that you're going to get to know these first responders as they go out and really care for them as people and want to see them and what they're doing and the challenges that they're facing. Yeah, I think, you know, it's we'll only be with them when they're on the job, but I think you are going to get to know them as people.
I think it's an exciting way to profile a career that really is so dangerous and so well received by the general public. Some of these people that talk about first responders, you know, they forget about the firefighters and they forget about the ambulance drivers. Now, these shows, A&E's and the new episodes, as you mentioned, of Live Rescue, airs every Friday and Saturday night, correct? At 9 o'clock.
That's it. We're going to be live for a couple hours. And maybe expanding up to three once we get things, once we get this machine a little better, well oiled. It's crazy because we have it set up. We know who we're going to be with, but we never know what's going to happen. And it's edge of your seat the whole time.
Now, Matt, I'm going to ask you a behind the scenes question because you just said something that kind of made me inquisitive. All right. Now the show is Live Rescue. You're really doing a portion of this live?
The vast majority of it is. So we,
really?
You know, we'll have crews that are recording some stuff, just, you know, it's kind of transition, it's kind of fillers, but we have 30 cameras that are scattered across crews in seven cities. I'm going to be live from my guest bedroom out here in Los Angeles. My co-hosts are going to be in St. Louis and New Orleans. Technologically, Ron, it's been a real challenge to figure out how we pull this off, doing it in this remote, distant setting, and still have these crews that are riding along with these first responders, as they really, you know, there's no way for them to avoid it. They're having to be take these extraordinary measures to pull this off safely.
You know, this is a very serious show, ladies and gentlemen, but Matt has this unique idea and this unique talent, a funny, funny guy. I mean, he's appeared on Premium Blend, on the Comedy Central, Comics Unleashed, and your CD, I Want a Happy Ending. In a career that was started off to be very, very serious, how do you become very, very funny? Because, you know, comedy, I think, in my estimation, and I've been in this business since the beginning of time, you know, we did some gigs with Moses back when. That's the hardest form of entertainment. I mean, a singer, of which I am, you can always kind of bury the sound of no laughter or no applause by just going into the next song. An actor can retake it again. I mean, you're living and dying like every second.
Well, yeah, stand-up comedy, I think that's, you know, it's operating without a net. And I think, you know, when you ask how do you come to comedy, I think being in a serious profession, having done medicine, you have a choice. When you're dealing with that stress, either you deal with it or it breaks you. And I think, you know, you can cry or for me, I always chose to laugh. I always found laughter with the way that I dealt with like the serious emotions, the way I dealt with the stress.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, even on Live Rescue, you'll see it where, you know, when we were in the hospital, when I was working, there's a certain type of gallows humor where when you're around death and disease, sometimes you have to find ways to laugh about it to kind of relieve that tension. And, you know, like you said, in Live Rescue, this is a serious show. We're often dealing with life and death situations.
Right.
But you will see these first responders, they have like this equanimity about them, this poise. I think a lot of it comes from how you deal with it. And, you know, you never want to be disrespectful or flippant, but to see these people where they will find humor in these stressful situations, and I think it's a coping mechanism.
Well, I got to tell you something. I'm glad it's back. I really am. You're a talented guy, both in the operating room and on stage and on TV. And it's called
Thanks,
Live Rescue, and it's a show that's now going to be premiering this week at 9 p.m. every Friday and Saturday evenings on A&E, and it's the brainchild and the host by our guest Matt Eisman. Now, Matt, you got to do me a favor. Once you get into a few of these more episodes, you got to come back and chat some more. You're always welcome. You're a great guest, and I really respect what you did. That's very cool.
I appreciate it, Ron. Anytime, man. You've always been very kind, and appreciate you spreading the word on Live Rescue. We're excited for people to check it out, and I'm happy to jump on anytime.
Okay.
Give you the latest on Live Rescue.
Live Rescue.
But we do have Season 12 of Ninja Warrior is going to be coming out in September, so I have a feeling we could be talking that.
Yeah, we're going to be talking that. And before you leave, I just want to ask you, I've had this pain in my right knee. Do you...
here's my advice. Go see a real doctor, Ron.
Here's my advice.
If you need me, you're in real trouble.
Here's the advice that I think everybody should take if they got a bad right knee, and that is watch Live Rescue on A&E Friday and Saturday nights at 9 o'clock. How's that for a cure?
There it is, Ron. Perfect. Well done.
Thanks, Matt. We'll be watching you, and I look forward
to having you
back. Thank you, my friend. Matt Eisman. I appreciate you being here. Matt Eisman has been our guest. What a nice guy he is, and a very unique individual, I tell you. A multi-talented man. And I want to remind everybody to check our website, ronsegi.com, ronsegi.com. When you get there on the homepage, there's an icon that says Listen Live, where you can hear our latest show on demand 24/7. And if you want to learn more about our concert series, all you got to do is check out Segi Sings at SEGGISINGS.com. There's more to come live nationwide and around the world with Ron Segi today.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
All across the USA and around the world, you're listening to Ron Segi Today. Interesting topic, this portion of the show, with a good friend. And our next guest certainly falls into that category. He's a frequent guest on the show, and he's always very, very interested. He's extremely talented, and he's got something always to talk about, not only in the entertainment business, but even more so in how we can save money and keep going green, because he is really the king of making sure that you go green these days. Ed Begley Jr. is joining us. Hi, Ed. How you doing, my friend?
Ron, it's good to talk to you again. I talk to you often, and I got to say I love it.
Well, I appreciate that, and I always look forward when I know that you're going to be on the show, because it's always something interesting, whether it's from the entertainment industry or enormous environmentalist work that you have been doing over many, many years. When did you start, Ed, doing all of this with the environment?
I started in 1970. I started with the first Earth Day, and it was really, a great way to save energy and to save money. I was really surprised that I was going to save money. I did it for the love of the environment, the love of my dear dad, Ed Begley Sr., who died a few days before the first Earth Day. But I did it for those reasons, and suddenly I had extra dough because I did it right. I did the cheap and easy stuff first. That's what I recommend people do today.
You know, and I can't believe you said that about Earth Day, because I remember I was in college when that first came about, and I was probably, me and about three other nerds were the only three people sitting in class because everybody was out planting a tree. And I said, boy, I tell you, these people will lose any excuse to get out of class because they're planting this tree, never knowing that this would turn into a worldwide effort.
And a good effort, because a lot of good came from that movement and the many other, subsets that followed. We have four times the cars in L.A. from 1970, Ron, yet we have half the smog. That ozone hole is not the same size it was in 1987 when we got tougher CFCs. It is smaller. You know, the Hudson River has been cleaned up to a large extent. The Cuyahoga River doesn't catch fire anymore. The Santa Monica Bay has been cleaned up to a large extent. We've done a good job on many fronts, and we got to stay with it and build on these successes.
Now, I'm sure you, and especially you, was just absolutely appalled about what's been happening in our environmental scene.
I was. You know, and apropos of that, I think it's a tremendous opportunity for us to do something to make a change. Let this be the catalyst for change. You know, here we had 11 people die on that Deepwater Horizon rig. 29 people died at Massey Coal. There's people dying so we can have cheap energy. The least we can do is honor that and not waste any of that energy. In World War II, when people were dying overseas, everybody got together and gathered tires for the rubber and gathered pots and pans for the metal, and people did a thing for this effort. And I think we need to honor those people now and be very careful with the energy we use and to use it wisely so we don't have to have more accidents like that.
Now, you know, I think that when anybody talks about improving the environment, saving money in your home, they think of the things that really aren't what I would consider, like, cool. For example, you know, a lot of the things you put on your roof, and I know you have that, and I should really have that too, but I don't know if my roof can support it. Let's talk about some very simple things. For example, a water heater. or even a dishwasher, or now refrigerators that are so economically efficient that they cut down on your electric bill. I mean, my electric bill at my home last month, I mean, I could have bought a Graceland. I mean, it was astronomical, you know.
It can really get to be a lot, and energy prices, sadly, as the years tick by, are going to go up more. So what we got to do is save energy at every turn. And as you suggest with water heaters, go to hotwater.com. That's a great resource. I bought a beautiful A. O. Smith Vertex, a 96% thermal efficient water heater. And my natural gas bill was low before I got it, Ron. When I put that water heater in, it went to half of what it was. There's lots of efficiencies out there. Energy-saving thermostat, energy-efficient lighting, you know, the weather stripping around the doors and windows. Lots of ways you can save money that cost very little. So do those small things first. Pick the low-hanging fruit first, and you'll save dough. Then you'll have money to do some other stuff.
See, what I think what happens is that people are confronted with the initial cost of an investment of how to save money in the future, and because of the economic conditions that this country is currently in, and so many people listening to our voices today are so many in, that they think, well, you know, if I got to spend like, you know, $10,000 and I'm going to save $50,000 over the next 10 years, I can't separate that 10 grand right now.
Right. Yeah, people understandably don't have a lot of dough to throw around. So I urge everybody, even if you really are ready to spend a lot of money and you have the resources, you're a doctor, a lawyer, a dentist, an actor, and you have the kind of dough to buy solar, I tell people, and this shocks people, I say, don't buy it yet. They're going, what do you mean? I want to buy it. I have the money in the bank. Don't do it. What I want you to do first is make your home more energy efficient. Mm-hmm. For every dollar that you spend on energy efficiency, you're going to save $5 in the cost of your solar array or your wind turbine. So do the energy efficiency first. You may think you need 7 kilowatts of solar, but you really only need 3 or 4 after you've made your house more energy efficient. So do that first. It's going to be good for everybody.
What about insulation, Ed? Putting insulation, new insulation into homes. And I don't necessarily mean older homes. My family homestead was built in 1912, but I have a relatively new home, and I have people telling me I should put insulation in the crawl space.
I did it. I really made my home more energy efficient. I put recycled denim in the attic. I blew cellulose in the walls and did all this incredible energy efficiency. But I got to tell you, when I had a home energy audit in February, even with all those things, I found ways that I could really cut my electric and natural gas bill in half by doing a few things with a current, you know, modern energy audit. So I urge everybody out there, get a home energy audit. Many utilities will give them to you for free. You can get a free home energy audit from many utilities in this fine country. So check that out. See if it's free. If not, it's worth the money that you're going to spend if your utility doesn't give it to you free to know the status of the patient. You can't know what kind of medicine to recommend unless you have a full physical.
Mm-hmm,
you know,
right.
You may not need any medicine. You may need just an adjustment from a chiropractor, you know?
Ed, did you say recycled denim?
Recycled blue jeans, Ron. Can you believe it? They take old blue jeans and other denim material, and they make it into something called a bat. You know, like a large section, a big chunk of insulation that's 16 inches wide and fits between the 2x4s
wow.
in your attic, in your walls. Wonderful stuff.
Jay Leno could redo his whole home.
He could, from just his blue jeans.
Just his blue jeans and denim shirts.
That's
Wasn't
right.
the late Dennis Weaver very conscientious of this, too? I remember talking to him one time. He had a house made out of tires?
He did. Dennis Weaver was a dear friend. He and Jerry, dear friends of mine, and they still have that home. You know, he passed away,
yeah.
but Jerry lives in that home, and it's a beautiful, energy-efficient home with solar on the roof and made out of recycled tires. So it's a great way to go.
Well, you know, Ed, we haven't talked about anything in the entertainment business, but you're always so interesting when it comes to your knowledge about being environmentally correct and energy efficient that I just enjoy talking to you. One of the days you're going to come back, we just talk about the entertainment business.
I'm busy, but I want to be on again, so let's do this again real soon, Ron.
Sounds good to me, Ed. You're always welcome here. You know that. You need no invitation.
You've got a deal, pal.
Okay, thank you, Ed. Ed Begley Jr., one of my friends, great guy, great actor, great environmentalist, very bright when it comes to saving energy in your own home, where it really counts. And we are coming right back with more on Ron Sedgy Today.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Spurred by ultra-low mortgage rates, house buyers rushed last month to snap up a limited supply of existing homes, causing the pace of purchases to jump by a record high of 24.7%. The surge in sales reported by the National Association of Realtors marked the second straight month of accelerating home purchases. The back-to-back increases have helped stabilize the home buying market, which all but froze earlier this spring when the viral pandemic erupted across the United States. The use of National Guard reconnaissance planes in 4 U.S. cities to monitor the widespread protest earlier this year did not violate rules against the military collecting intelligence on Americans, according to a Pentagon report. The investigation by the Air Force Inspector General found the planes were used to gather information about crowd size, flows, and fires, but they did not monitor individuals. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
we are back live nationwide and around the world with Ron Segi today. And joining us right now is a real legend in the music business. And she's been with us in the past, a long time ago, though. And I'm glad she's back. And we're going to talk about a lot of things that she's got in the works. After 19 great albums, lots of awards, and millions of performances, she's here with us right now. Joining us is the legend of Melissa Manchester. Hi, Melissa. How are you?
Very happy to be with you, Ron. Thank you.
Well, thank you. It's been some years since you and I have chatted, and it's nice to have you back here. You know, I was just reading that you took on a teaching post at USC's Thornton School of Music 3 years ago.
That's correct, yeah.
I wonder what it's like when a student walks into a class and he sees that his instructor is Melissa Manchester. I mean, that's got to be a real shocker.
Well, it's lovely, and mostly they learn about me from their parents. but it's so interesting. You know, the thing that I found about teaching is that you only sort of learn what you know when a young one asks you an opinion, and then you think, I know how to answer this.
Wow. That's very enlightening. I never thought of it that way.
Yeah.
But I tell you, your music, your presence on television, on stage, it's just amazing. I mean, when you listen to this music of Melissa Manchester, ladies and gentlemen, Midnight Blue, Whenever I Call You Friend, Through the Eyes of Love, Don't Cry Out Loud, and of course, I just love everything that you do, and always have, but you should hear how she talks about you. I mean, these are all great songs. And I have asked people like Paul Anka, where do these ideas come from? I mean, where do you get these ideas for not only great songs, but songs that are embraced by millions of people and become legendary?
Oh, it comes from all different sources. You know, when you're writing something, a lot of times it comes out of a conversation, and suddenly you say something or you hear something and you think, I can build a song around that. You know, it just sort of pulls at your heartstrings. And I've been very fortunate. I've had brilliant friends like Marvin Hamlisch and Carol Sager and Peter Allen and Dean Pitchford and Tom Snow, who have provided me with songs that have, you know, been major building blocks on my career.
You know, and a great friendship with Barry Manilow and Bette Midler. Barry was on our show a couple of weeks ago. Did you know a guitar player, Melissa, that worked around for years by the name of Art Phillips?
No.
Okay, I just wonder, because Art is a great producer and arranger in Australia now, and he was with Barry for many years, and he's a dear friend of mine. I'm a singer. He's my first guitar player. I took him out of high school, and I just wondered if you knew him. Now, you have a situation that absolutely is probably the most confusing, if you will, of all situations in the entertainment business, and that is, in today's ridiculous music scene, big artists, huge artists like yourself, and just huge artists, Paul McCartney, aren't on a record label. I mean, that is staggering, and I think a lot of it has to do with how radio stations now play music and their corporate enterprises and research and all this other baloney. So you turned around and you are distributing your own material and producing your own songs.
Yeah, well, first of all, there are very few record companies left.
That's true.
And a lot of that had to do with the fact that they shot themselves in the foot. I mean, I've had a lot of success and a lot of failure with record companies, but that comes from having, thank God, a very long career. But what I have learned from my students is that there's a whole new design of a marketplace. There's a whole new way to get one's music out. And I was so fascinated by the fact that my students would come in every 6 months or so with a brand new CD that looked lovely and sounded great and had lovely artwork and shrink wrap and the whole thing. I thought, how did you do this, thinking that they were signed with independent record labels? And they said, well, we're doing it with fan funding. And I asked them what that meant and all the components of it. And I thought, you know what, I want to try this venture out myself. So I got on board with Indiegogo.com, and people can go there. And what's fascinating is it allows the listener and the fan to be part of the process. You know, you contribute different levels of money, and you get different premiums. You know, you can get handwritten lyrics. You can get a signed CD. You can get something downloadable. You can come be with me in the studio. You know, you can have me perform in your backyard. And it's just fascinating. It just allows the listener to be more invested in the process as it goes along. Who knew that people were so interested in the process?
Well, you know, that's very true. And of course, being in the business for 50 years like I have been, I'm certainly interested in the process. And when I watch the video online, which you got to go to, ladies and gentlemen, it's fascinating. It is what you and I both love, and that's being in a studio around microphones and musicians. But
right.
The process is fun.
And you know what I have found? That even though people know how to pull the rabbit out of the hat, metaphorically, they still get excited when the rabbit shows up.
Yeah, no, you're exactly, boy, well put, I must say, very well put. Now, how did you get up to speed with this? And I say that complimentary because I want to tell you something. I can't even text, all right?
I get it. No, I get it. I have a whole bunch of my students who wanted to jump on board with this. I had a wonderful woman redesign my website so that it's very user-friendly, and you can just sort of follow buttons to Indiegogo where you can learn about what the campaign is. And the campaign is only running for 37 more days. These are limited-time campaigns. Because it helps everybody get focused that there's a beginning, a middle, and an end. So we have 37 days to go on the Indiegogo.com campaign. And if you go to my website, melissamanchester.com, you can read about me and what I'm doing and my touring dates and why I'll be in your neighborhood. You know, it's just fantastic to be on this journey for so long. It's wonderful to have so many fans along the way want to be a part of it and supporting you, and it's just wonderful.
Well, you know, and the name is legendary, and you come from a musical family. Your whole family was kind of music-oriented.
I do. My dad was a bassoonist for the Metropolitan Opera,
wow.
And my mother was one of the first women designers to own her own firm on 7th Avenue, Ruth Manchester Limited. My sister Claudia is one of the senior producers. And so it's very lovely, and my kids are great, and everything's fine.
Oh, that's great. And your sister Claudia, my wife's name is Claudia, by the way. And now, here's the other thing. You got a new cover of the Ronettes hit, Be My Baby, totally different than the original Be My Baby by the Ronettes, which, of course, was Phil Spector's genius.
Right. And the song is 50 years old, which I didn't realize.
Yeah.
I started performing it on stage a few years ago. I do an entirely different rendition of it. It's very dreamy. It's beautiful. And
beautiful.
It's free downloadable. If you go into my website, melissamanchester.com, it's your gift from me. You can just download it, and it's yours. But we, you know, as soon as I started performing it, the audience would start to sing along in the appropriate background parts.
Wow.
And I thought, man, oh, man, this couldn't be more fun.
Oh.
And so we recorded it, and it's gorgeous.
Now, when you go to the website, that video is extremely interesting, everyone. You got to go see this because Melissa really explains in detail, explains really what you're talking about the opportunity of acquiring signed, written lyrics, you know, coming to your church to sing, you know, coming to your backyard.
You can think of, that's right. Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's really done very, very well. I mean, you did a great job with it. And I got to be honest with you, it's such a unique thing from the standpoint of going over and above just selling records on the Internet. I mean, this is kind of an interactive type deal, if you will.
It is. It's very interactive. It makes the fans have an investment in the process of getting it to gold, of getting it done, and you can sort of keep track of the progress of the recording as it goes on. And I'm on Facebook, and if you just type in Melissa Manchester on Facebook, you'll find me. And I talk about the recording, and people chime in on the conversation. It's fascinating. I barely know what I'm doing. My kids have to help me half the time. But it's so interesting because this is the new, honestly, we are in the new industrial revolution.
Yes.
And the wheel is almost being rediscovered, and I'm not sure it ends up entirely round, but I think I just wanted to jump on this adventure and be part of Indiegogo.com and be part of MelissaManchester.com and appeal to my fans who have been along with me for 40 years.
Oh, yeah.
It's remarkable. And a whole new generation of people who actually know how to maneuver and navigate the Internet.
Well, Melissa, can you join us for a couple more minutes? I want to take a quick pause, come right back. I want to talk about your acting career.
Absolutely.
Let's do it. Our very special guest is a legend, Melissa Manchester, and you can go to melissamanchester.com or www.indiegogo.com and find out the latest project with the very current technology and the very lovely and talented Melissa Manchester.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. There's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St. Jude.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Back live with Ron Seggi all across the USA and around the world. Our guest, Melissa Manchester, stays with us another segment. Now, Melissa, here you are, this huge success in the music industry, yet you are also a very talented actress, being on the soap opera Search for Tomorrow. You have worked on stage. You have worked everywhere possible in the different arena totally. And I would be unfair if I asked you this, but I'm going to ask you anyway, okay? What do you like better, being an actress or being a singer? But I think I know the answer.
Well, you know, all of these different adventures are part of the same creative impulse to express yourself. And I think, however, I'm very grateful for the adventures of acting. I did the national tour of Song and Dance written by Andrew Lloyd Webber.
Yeah.
I co-starred in the 25th anniversary performance of Sweeney Todd, Mr. Sondheim's masterpiece.
Wow.
But for me, I sort of live and breathe writing and concert performing. And writing for theater. I've written a couple of musicals. I sent a letter to my love, was premiered off Broadway. And I'm working on a new musical now with Rupert Holmes and Sharon Vaughan called Sweet Potato Queen. So I'll be able to talk to you about that in the near future, hopefully.
Good.
But mostly it's that deeply, I don't know, spiritual, psychic connection, that communal feeling of performing in front of an audience and writing songs and sharing them with people or having other people record them. There's just something so intimate and deeply lovable about the whole experience, because the audience brings so much more than I could ever imagine when I'm sitting in front of a blank piece of paper writing a song. You know, they project all of their feelings. They project their clarity because of the song. They project their sense of isolation, that they didn't know anybody else was thinking about what they were thinking about, and that my song somehow gave them voice. It's just incredible. And with this new album, which is called, by the way, You Gotta Love the Life, it's half cover songs, Be My Baby, Son of a Preacher Man, which the great Dusty Springfield made famous, From This Moment On, and Let's Face the Music and Dance, the brilliant songs by Cole Porter and Irving Berlin, plus original songs. So there's something for everybody, and I just feel that there's so much to think about, to feel blessed about, and never take for granted the fact that people have walked this walk with me for 40 years. It's amazing.
Yeah, and you know, like our mutual friend Dick Clark used to say, it's the blueprint of your life, music. Even though you can play a part in a role, like the remarkable job did for The Boys, the Bette Midler film, and The Blossom, of course, starring in the musical I Sent a Letter to My Love, but, you know, you're always doing something that you're not. But when you're singing, you're reflecting, even though you may not even know it at the time as a singer, you're reflecting your own emotions and thoughts, and boy, that is very, very personal.
Yes, it's true. Well, you know what happens? The songs become your monologues.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and somebody was asking me if I ever got tired of any of the songs, and honestly, I don't. I love these songs. I love to share them. The live experience is so thrilling because you get a chance to try new things out, if they work out, and it's funny if they don't work out.
Yeah,
you know?
It's immediate reaction, immediate response in a concert situation.
Yeah, it is. It's great.
Nominated for a Grammy in 1978 and 79, received the Grammy Award in 1982 for Best Female Vocalist, and I'm going back to this video on your website for a second, okay?
Yeah.
Being as close as you are to Bette Midler and Barry Manilow, and Barry and I were talking a couple of weeks ago when he was on the show about, you know, his great love, as I have a great passion for, and I know you do, of building music in schools, sometimes takes a backseat. Every town that he plays a concert in, he gives away a piano, and you've hopped on that bandwagon. And
I have indeed, yes.
Great.
If you contribute to the Indiegogo website for Melissa Manchester, you just type in my name once you get there. It'll direct you directly to the site. If you contribute to the project, You Gotta Love the Life, a portion of the proceeds I have designated for the Manilow Project, because he's so passionate, as am I, to restore music education, arts education in the public school system. For some ridiculous reason, people don't realize that arts education is a fundamental part of an educated society. And the fact that he has his fans bring in broken instruments that he repairs, his foundation repairs, and donates to the public school system is really saintly work. I'm so proud of him, and I'm happy to be a part of it.
And I tip my hat to you. I really do, Melissa, because that is a great cause. I don't want to get on a soapbox, but, you know, so many times there is a concern in schools about the sports program, and these are all important. But when you talk about music, music is the universal language. Some people may not like football. Some people may not like basketball. Everybody likes music in some form or another.
Well, indeed, and it gives kids who are going through a very hormonal, angst-ridden period of their lives some kind of structured but safe outlet.
Right.
To be deeply creative and deeply expressive, and it saves lives.
Yes.
I can't tell you how many people have sent me letters and emails over the years about that my song kept them from committing suicide, or helped them to finally propose to somebody, or helped them to decide to make a baby. You name it. It's very important, and I'm very pleased to be working alongside Barry and his
And song. Memories. Every time I hear one of your songs, I could tell you where, what I was doing at the time. I mean, gosh, it's unbelievable. What does it feel like to have a dormitory named after you?
Isn't that funny?
That's great.
I'm Not only do I have a dormitory named after me, which I'm thrilled about, there is a fleet of young women named after me. Their moms named them Melissa after me years ago, and they come and visit me now, and they're in their 20s now, and it's very sweet.
Ah, that's great. And also received the Governor's Award from the National Academy of Recording Arts and Sciences for her contributions to the music and recording arts. Pretty classy stuff. Yeah. Again, that website is...
You can go to melissamanchester.com. You know, you'll find out about news and look at photos and see where I'm going to be touring. I hope it'll be near you. And, it's just a new age and a new adventure, and I'm jumping in with both feet.
Ah, terrific, Melissa. I'm glad you took a little time out to raise your children, as you claimed that you did, but you're back in the mix again. Are you going to be playing down in the Florida area at all?
Oh, absolutely. If you go on the website, I'm actually doing a whole bunch of dates down in Florida this year.
Great.
So go on the website, melissamanchester.com, look under tour dates, and you will see me waving at you.
Geez, maybe I can come up and sing Midnight Blue with you.
You know what? If you donate enough money to this campaign, you get a chance to be on stage with me. You bet.
You can do anything you want, right, Melissa?
You got it.
Well, I
got
to tell you something. You got to join us more often, okay? We love having you on board. Congratulations with this great project, and we will give everybody the information we can about dates across the USA, and anytime that you want anything, we are at your beckoning call, my friend.
Thank you very much. And you had mentioned that this is being aired to the armed services.
Yes, it is.
God bless them all.
Thank you for saying that. That's very nice. Melissa, you're a class act. Thank you so much for joining us today.
My pleasure, Ron. Take care.
Thank you. The legendary Melissa Manchester. What a talented and down-to-earth lady. Stick around, because there's more to come on Ron Segi Today.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I have a very busy podiatric practice, and usually I would find at lunchtime I kind of got a slump in terms of energy. But since I've been taking the Balance of Nature, I don't get that slump anymore. I've got a lot of good energy throughout the whole day. With the Balance of Nature, I don't get cold, I don't get sick, and most importantly, I tell my patients, what you need to do is get your immune system up. And by terms of taking your fruits and vegetables, eating correctly, that's the best way to get the immune system up. So all in all, you guys just keep doing what you're doing. It's a wonderful product, and I really feel that people would benefit from taking this product. Very happy with it.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Well, that wraps up hour number one of Ron Sedgy Today, but we have another hour to go. I want to thank my guests this first hour, and they include Matt Eisman, Ed Begley Jr., and Melissa Manchester. Next hour, from The Biggest Loser, Bob Harper will be joining us, one of the stars of a popular show on ABC, American Housewife. Dietrich Bader will be here. Sarah Brightman, what a great singer she is. I mean, she is so talented and has a beautiful voice. And then we'll be talking to a lady known as Captain America, the most decorated American soccer player of all time, Christy Pierce Rampone. She's got a brand new book out called Be All In. And that's all coming up next hour with Ron Sedgy Today. So stick around.